Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love the show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode. Hi, my loves. Welcome back to Manifest Daily. My name is DeAndre Nicolette. I'm the host. If you're new here, my love, welcome. I'm super excited to have you tuned in for your first ever episode of Manifest Daily. And of course, to my OG listeners, y'all know the vibes, okay? Hey, girl. Hey, hey, boy. Hey, what's poppin'? What's good? Welcome back to another episode of your fave. So my loves, today we're chatting about letting go of the obsession of what other people think about you. I remember when I first started this podcast, no one was listening. Well, it was literally me, my mom, and Monica. So no one was listening besides us. And I felt so free to say whatever it is I wanted to say without the fear of being judged. Then more downloads came, and then the reviews came, and then I found myself wanting to please everyone because there's this really strong link between people-pleasing behavior and the tendency to obsess over what other people think about you. So I'd have my moments where I tried to be calmer with my delivery, or I tried to use bigger words so people could really tell that I was actually intelligent, or I would try to dull my personality so I wouldn't come off as being too much. And let me just say that this is not in any way me being like, oh my God, like I, you know, wish people weren't listening, whatever. It's more to acknowledge that as time went on and more people tuned in, I became aware of that. And it made me want to tap into the people pleasing tendencies that I have simply because I was aware of all of these opinions about the way I was delivering information or about the way that I was being or the way that I was simply being perceived. The thing about caring too much about what other people think of you is that you run the risk of losing yourself. You run the risk of trying so hard to be what everyone else says you should be that you no longer know who you want to be. So I was on the phone earlier chatting with someone and we kind of got into a bit of like this conversation about like the opinion of others, about pressure, about wanting to live up to what other people think you should be or who other people think you are. And I remember explaining to this person that a lot of this for me is tied to fear. And there's a great quote that sums it up really well. It's this quote that goes, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give others permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others." And this is a quote from Marianne Williamson from A Return to Love, Reflections on the Principles of A Course in Miracles. Imagine being so afraid of your own power and of your own light that you masquerade as a dim being in order to feel accepted by those who you're afraid would judge your brightness. Why do we care so much about what others think to the point where it allows us to manifest anxiety, sadness, fear, or even the inability to take action on the things that we truly want to do in this life? As much as I want to sit here and be like, I don't do this, like I don't let other people's opinions get to me, I am human too. I want to be accepted. I want to be liked. I want to be loved. And sometimes I allow these desires to overpower the desire that I have to show up authentically. If you've ever struggled with caring too much about what other people think, this episode is for you. I want you to walk away from this knowing two things, okay? One, that you're not weak for caring what other people think of you. In fact, it's in our biological nature to do so. And two, that you will never really be able to fully stop caring what other people think about you. And that's okay, okay? You can, however, learn to integrate this into your life in a healthy way that doesn't inhibit you from being your true self. I've mentioned this before on another episode, I'm sure, and I'm sure you've heard this on like, you know, any other podcast before, or maybe just like on a National Geographic documentary or something, but humans are social creatures. So we want to belong to a group. We want to be accepted. We want to bond with others. If you think about it this way, this ability or not ability, but this desire rather to want to bond with others and belong to a group, it's survival. When we think about all the way back in our existence as humans, we had to have a group, right? We had to have a group of people that would be around us, that would help us take care of the kids, that would help us gather food, that would help us fight off predators. If you were alone by yourself, not that I was living back in those days, okay, girl, but if you were off by yourself, like it was a very high possibility that you would get eaten by a predator, that you would not be able to find food, that you would not be able to take care of your kids, that you would not be able to survive. So survival is literally linked to us being in a group and having community. And this is why when we talk about building community and friendships and things like that, there's such a deep-rooted desire for us to do that because it literally goes back to us wanting to survive. This is like biological imprint for us, biological nature. So caring what other people think about us is in that boat as well. This is a deep-rooted survival mechanism meant to keep us safe. If we stray too far from the group, we become an outsider. We don't belong, and it becomes harder for us to gather food, fend off predators, or build connection that we crave. Obviously, it is 2023, and I don't think many of us are out here fighting tigers and lions and bears, okay? But it still carries the same sort of like biological weight to it, right? And so caring what other people think is a way of us keeping ourselves safe, is a way of us connecting with the group, bonding. If we recognize that the group that we're in, you know, thinks highly of one thing, but not so highly of another, it's much more likely that we're going to follow the thing or want to do the thing that the group thinks highly of. We want to belong in the group. We don't want to be ostracized. We don't want to be pushed out. We don't want to be the only one on the outskirts because, hey, that would not be safe. Obviously, you know, again, we're not fighting off lions and bears and tigers right now. So for us, we're more so going to attribute it to a feeling of loneliness or a feeling of not belonging, a feeling of maybe not having friends or not having community. But what's at the very, very root core of that is literally this desire to survive, this desire to have that group to bond with and have connection with. When we care about what people think, it's in our nature, like I said, but there's such a thing as caring too much about what other people think of you. And that's when it can get into a bit of a toxic nature and toxic cycle. You please others and you do what they deem as good and you're riding an unbelievable high. But if you upset others and you do what they deem as bad or unacceptable or weird, you're left feeling like a social outcast. You're left trying to understand what went wrong and what you can do to change things so that you can fit into that group. No matter how well life is going for me, there's something about that pre-cycle week that's going to throw me off every single time. It's usually a mix of crazy cravings, emotional mood swings, bloating, some sleepless nights mixed in, and that can definitely take a toll on me, especially when it lands on a busy week. This is where Hormone Happy by Happy Mammoth comes in to help. Hormone Happy contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which help the body to adapt to any stressors like those caused by the chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. If you're a woman dealing with things like hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts or low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, or occasional bloating and gas, then you can definitely benefit from Hormone Happy. Happy Mammoth makes no compromise when it comes to the quality of their products, and it shows. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MANIFESTDAILY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MANIFESTDAILY for 15% off today. It's important to ask yourself, how will this person's opinion impact me? And if it doesn't really matter, then it's important to allow yourself the space to let it go. I think a lot of times you get very caught up in wanting to incorporate every single person's opinions, right? We have our friends, we have our families, we have possibly our partners, maybe people at work, maybe people on social media. Like, there's a lot of different talking heads, and that can be a lot of pressure for you to live up to. And obviously, if you fall short with one person's opinion and you feel like that opinion carries a lot of weight, it can feel really crushing because you can feel like, oh my God, this person thinks so highly of me, or this person thinks this of me and I've let them down. Or on the other end, you can feel like, oh my God, this person has such a bad or negative opinion of me and that's not who I am. And so you're like striving to show them or prove to them that that's not who you are, which can again lead into a really negative cycle because at the end of the day, you shouldn't have to try so hard to prove yourself to someone, especially someone who's already made up their mind about you and doesn't really have a desire to change their opinion on you. But like I said, it is important to ask yourself if this person's opinion will impact you. When we talk about other people's opinions, as much as I want to sit here and be like, oh my God, other people's opinions never matter, you shouldn't ever think about what other people think about you, that is unrealistic. Like, we're not living in a vacuum. We're living on earth. We are humans. We are social creatures, as I mentioned earlier. And so we're interacting with other people all the time. And so in essence, external validation is going to become important. Like, yes, it's important to validate yourself. Yes, it's important to believe in yourself and to know who you are and to know how you show up in the world. But in certain circumstances, in order to get ahead in life or in order to get certain opportunities or to do certain things, you do have to make sure that whoever's on the other end of what you want or whoever's able to give you a certain opportunity, they have a positive opinion of you. And of course, a lot of things go into play with that, right? And we can dive into that so much more because a lot of it too is like biases as well. So I'm actually reading this book right now called Thinking Fast and Slow. Oh my gosh, I think I butchered that. I promise you, I actually am reading the book, but it is getting into different biases and how we form these like very quick biases or very quick assumptions about who people are based on things that we think we know, right? So if I see you on the street and you are dressed a certain way, say I see you and you're dressed in like really high fashion gear, or something, it's the middle of New York Fashion Week, I might assume that you are a model, or I might assume that you're going to New York Fashion Week. I feel like that was a bad example, but that's just one. Like, we're gathering information, our brain is trying to move quickly, we're trying to create these very quick assumptions, because in essence, that's our brain trying to make our lives easier to be like, okay, here's fact one, fact two, fact three of what I see, what I gather, the data that I have, this is similar to this thing in the past, and so I'm going to form X, Y, and Z opinion about this person or this thing, because that's going to help me to figure out what I'm going to do moving forward or what's the next move I'm going to make. And so it is this process meant to make our lives easier. But what's really interesting about it is that we're quite often wrong about the assumptions that we make, or maybe not quite often. I got to keep reading the book to get like actual numbers, but oftentimes we can prejudge others or make mistakes about who people actually are because we're, you know, biased in some way. That being said, if the person whose opinion you're considering is not someone who's going to offer you a job, is not someone who is going to potentially be a partner, is not someone who you want to befriend or anything of that nature, why give a fuck about their opinion? Like, let's be for real here, right? If I go to the grocery store and there's someone at the grocery store who sees me, and maybe that day I am just like wearing like a really wild getup, and the person at the grocery store is judging me and is like, she looks insane. Like, she's literally an insane woman. Why do I care what that person at the grocery store says about me? Are they going to offer me a job? Are they my boss? Or do I care about them in any way? Are they going to impact my life in any way? Right? No. Like, the whole thing is that they actually won't. I'm going to walk out of that grocery store and 99% chance I won't see that person again, unless, you know, I happen to go back to the grocery store and they happen to be there at the same time. Or maybe they work at the grocery store, so maybe I will see them again. But I promise you, their opinion of me doesn't matter. So it really is important for you to kind of like weigh that into the process and kind of figure out how much this person's opinion will impact you. And I think that there are some cases for this where maybe it is an employer or maybe it is a partner, but the way that they are perceiving you is so off, and it would require you to like really change who you are at your core and become someone that you don't like. And that's when I think that maybe you don't actually give a fuck about their opinion, because even though they could be your employer or they are your employer, if it's going to require you to literally just discard your values, and if it's going to require you to do some shit that you don't really feel good about, that doesn't sit right in your soul, then it might be time to consider letting the opinion go to the side. Like, put that opinion in the trash. Fuck what they think. Like, do what you need to do to make sure that you feel good about who you're being in any given moment in time. So I kind of want to touch on that one a little bit more, because it kind of goes into my next point. And that is asking yourself, do you like you? And then also understanding what values and traits are important to you. So when you talk about the opinions of others, obviously we all have different backgrounds. We all have different experiences, and all of these different like backgrounds, experiences, like how we grew up, the friends that we have, the things that we've seen, the things that we've done, they are going to shape our opinions, right? I might have one opinion of someone doing something. So let's see, like, let's say for example, I have an opinion of someone who has like completed this like really cool course. And for me, I'm like, oh my God, this was so amazing. They did such a big thing. Like, that is absolutely wild. I feel like this is such a vague example, but please stay with me here, okay? And then say there's someone else who's done like a million courses like that in their lifetime, or they've done, not a million, but like say they've done like a couple courses like that in their lifetime. So for them, they might be like, oh, I have this opinion that that's like really simple. It's really easy. It's like, I've done it before. It can be done. Again, simplistic example, but I think that kind of showcases that there are two people looking at the same person who's done the same thing, right? Nothing has changed in terms of what this person has done, what they've achieved, but I might have one opinion because I have a completely different experience with that thing. I've never done it before. I think it's super cool. The other person might be like, I've done this thing. And so my opinion is that this is just basic as fuck, right? So circling back to my original point is that because we all have different experiences, we all have different pasts, we all have different upbringings, it's going to affect the values that we have, and the values that we hold as really near and dear to our heart is really important. The things that we prioritize and the things that we prioritize, the things that we deem as very important are going to affect our opinions. If you are someone who really values honesty, and there's someone around you that doesn't value honesty, and they have an opinion of something that you've done. So say, for example, let's say this is going to be like a really wild example here. Okay, guys, say, for example, you're in a relationship and you cheat on your partner. And because you cheat on your partner and you value honesty, you're like, I'm going to go and tell my partner what I did. I'm going to see, you know, if they want to forgive me and take me back, if they want to move on, like either way they want to move, I'm going to be okay with this, because I know, well, not like super okay, like I'll probably be like sad, whatever. But also I know that I value honesty. And for me, it is important to confess what I've done. Say you tell a friend about this, and maybe they're like an acquaintance friend, like they're not one of like your good friends, okay? They're like a tangential type of friend, okay? You tell this person about what you've done, and you tell them, I'm gonna tell my partner that I've cheated, because for you, again, you value honesty. Say this person that you're telling this to, they're like, why the fuck would you tell them? You need to keep that to yourself. You need to never tell them. And they just have this opinion that you are kind of foolish because you're gonna go tell this person what you've done. Would you value that person's opinion? Would you value their thoughts? Would you value their advice if you knew that they don't value honesty? And I think that's where understanding people's values and understanding if you're on the same plane with those values really matters. Because the way that I see it, if I value honesty and this person doesn't value honesty, whatever opinion they have of me when I choose to pursue an honest path is invalid. Like, it doesn't count. It doesn't matter to me because we don't even share the same value. They're never going to see what actions I'm taking as being like morally correct. There, it's never going to make sense to them when it comes to honesty. It's never going to click. It's always going to seem foolish. It's always going to seem above, you know, it's always going to seem like too much, or too like, oh my God, like, why did you confess that? Or why did you blabber about that? Because they don't value honesty in the way that I do. And in that same vein, we have to be okay with the actions that we take. So in this example, again, the person that values honesty, if they know that if I go ahead and confess what I have done to my partner, I know that even though things may not end in a good way, I will be able to sleep at night knowing that I held my value of honesty to high degree and I like really honored that. And I didn't let this opinion from someone else who doesn't value honesty sway me from doing something that I know feels right in my soul. So how are you moving through life? What are the actions that you're taking? Can you truly say that you are prioritizing your values, that you are honoring your soul, that you are living your truth, that you are being yourself, whatever that self looks like in this moment in time? Because even the advice, be yourself, I think can get really, I don't know, maybe a little bit difficult for some people to follow and understand, because one day you might wake up and you might feel like this, and the next day you might wake up and you might feel like a completely different kind of person. Still yourself at the core, but the expression of who you are differs on that, you know, different day. And that's totally fine. So like whoever you feel called to be in that moment in time, I feel like whatever our expression of self is, often, if not always, our values remain intact, unless we have some sort of experience that shows us that maybe we value something else or shows us that we want to change those values. So as long as you can sit in integrity with yourself and know that you are showing up in this world in a way that makes you so proud, in a way where you know, like, you don't regret your actions, you don't regret anything because you know it's so authentically you, then fuck what other people think. And I know that it just, I think it is hard if it comes down to people around you that are close to you, or if it comes down to something like an employer or something like that. And, you know, we can get into some really sticky situations with expression of self and wanting to be our true selves, but also having to make sure that we are presenting as a version of ourself that is, how do I say this? That makes sense for the situation.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
But I feel like that is a rabbit hole that we can continue digging into and going down if we get into, I guess, like the nuance of presentation and self, and when we kind of have to, like, in some ways shift or adjust how we're presenting for the specific situation. And then it gets into, like, is that authentic expression of self? Which I do believe it is, because, you know, it's like we have all these different sides to us. And so if you are presenting a bit more professional at a work event versus a bit more, you know, still casual and laid back, but still very respectful when you're meeting your partner's parents versus like all the way turned up when you're with your friends, like that's still you. You're still expressing self or expressing yourself in an authentic way. It's just you're adjusting to the situation. And I don't necessarily think that has to do with, I guess, covering up your true self for the opinion of others. But I digress. I want to finish off on two final points here. The first is taking a social media break if you really are struggling with this. Obviously, we know that social media is a place that can really perpetuate the negative feelings of pressure when it comes to other people's opinions. So if you are posting on social media and perhaps you're in a situation where you have people online online that are strangers that are saying things to you, or maybe people within your specific circle that are saying things to you online, that can be really tough to deal with. And I feel like I don't have any other suggestion to that besides really auditing how you are using social media and trying to create less of those opportunities for you to be affected by those opinions, especially if you know deep down those opinions don't really matter. I started off this episode by talking about the podcast and sort of how the growth has affected my focus on the opinions of others. And one thing that I've seen other creators talk about is getting so big that they get hate comments. And this kind of bleeds into my next point, which is that when you're being yourself, your true self, you're not going to please everyone, right? And we hear people talk about that. It's like literally wasn't a song. If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping, okay? That being said, we are humans and words do affect people. Words do hurt. I don't care how strong of a skin you say you have or how unaffected you say you are by words. Like, words do hurt, words do cut, and they have power. And so if you're in a space where you are putting yourself out there online, whether you have a large following or not, and you have people who are negatively commenting on your body or the way that you speak or the way that you look or the way that you express yourself, the way that you speak, all of these different things about you, the things that make you you, it is going to affect you. And the best way that I've personally found to deal with those things is to reduce the places where people can affect me. And one thing I've chosen to do is just stop reading podcast reviews, which kind of sucks because I feel like there's a lot more positive than negative. And that tends to be the case with social media as well. Again, whether you have any sort of following or not, it's that most of the people are going to be nice to you. But say you have a video go viral on TikTok, or say, you know, someone posts something about you in a Facebook group, and then all of a sudden you have these people who are literal vultures just jumping on you, wanting to tear you apart. You have to understand that those people's opinion of you does not matter. They don't know your character. They don't know who you are. They have no understanding of the kind of being, the kind of soul that you are, the things that you do, the people that you love, the things that you care about, the dreams that you have. They have nothing. And what they're going off of is based on superficial things that they can jump into and attack on the internet. You know, again, this could also happen in real life too. I feel like it tends to happen a lot on the internet because there is this sort of anonymity associated with the internet, right? So people can create these very just private accounts and bully others from behind the privacy of a screen, and they can feel as if they are doing so much damage. And sometimes they are, but they can do that from the safety of their own home and never really be called out on it and never really be addressed by their name, because there is no name. They're like Barbie Girl 25467, okay? But like I said, these people don't know you. They don't know your character. They don't know who you are. And so all of the things that they're saying, whether or not you are insecure about those things or not, you have to understand that these people's opinions don't fucking matter. When you are going on to live your dream, when you are manifesting your dream job, your dream apartment, your dream house, your dream spouse, your dream day-to-day life, when you are literally living your best life, that fucking person on the internet or that person wherever who had this really negative opinion of you that they just pulled from their ass, like, they are literally not going to matter. Do you know what I mean? So, like, it is really hard, I think, to, again, put a lot of that aside, especially when it can come in waves or it can come in masses, especially on social media. You can have a lot of people attacking one person on a viral video or something, which sometimes I'm like, do y'all realize what you're doing? Like, why are you being so mean? Like, who raised you? Okay, who raised you? Anywho, this bleeds into the last point, which I mentioned a bit earlier, is that you won't please everyone if you're being your true self. This is something that I've really, really, really had to come to terms with recently, because as a recovering people pleaser, okay, I want everyone to like me. I'm like, I am such a nice person. I do good in the world. Why don't they like me? That's the kind of person that I am. And I know a lot of y'all listening are probably in the same boat as well, because again, when you are someone that cares a lot about the opinions of others, it tends to go very well with the people-pleasing tendencies and the people-pleasing behaviors and thoughts. That being said, when you are showing up as your authentic self, when you are literally being the truest version of yourself in any given moment in time, there are going to be people that don't like you. Now, they might not like you because you're smiling. They might not like you because you look too happy. Okay. They might not like you because you are being so authentically you, and they're so jealous because they are so afraid to be themselves. And when they see someone who is showing up as their true selves, they're like, fuck, how are they doing that? And it just might be jealousy. It might be envy. And that might be the reason they don't like you. They might not like you because you look like their sister who they fell out with 5 years ago. They might not like you because you're wearing the color green and they hate the color green because your ex-boyfriend broke up with them and he was wearing a green shirt. You literally have no idea why some people may not like you. And guess what? It's not your problem. It's not your problem to sit here and be like, oh my God, Jenny 234567 on Instagram doesn't like me and said my shirt is ugly. Like, why she don't like me? Let me go down a rabbit hole and try to convince her. It's not your job to be like, oh, I am walking down the street and this person gave me a dirty look. Like, oh my God, let me go try to find out why they don't like me. Like, what happened? No. No, you, like, it's literally none of your business why they don't like you. All you need to continue doing is being yourself and asking yourself, do I like me? Do I like the way that I'm showing up in the world? Do I feel like I'm being authentically myself in this moment? And if that is the case, then you literally have to just continue doing that. Other people's opinions of us are in some ways going to always matter. And that's just life. Okay. Like I said, we don't live in a vacuum. This is not a world where you just show up and you're being yourself and you're not getting any feedback. Opinions are feedback. Opinions can also be the external validation that you need. Think about it this way. When you get a positive comment, when someone says, you know, gives you a compliment, when someone tells you, you look beautiful today, or you are glowing today, or, oh my God, I love the way that you sing, or I love the way that you do that. It is an opinion. It is an opinion. Like, that's literally what it is. But that's that external validation that we sometimes need. Yeah, we need the internal, right? Yeah, we need to also love ourselves and respect ourselves. But it's nice to get a compliment here and there, okay? It's nice to have somebody tell you you look good today. But you also have to know that on the days where someone says, well, I don't like your pants. Well, do you like your pants? Do you like what you're wearing? Well, I don't like when you do your hair like that. Well, do you like doing your hair like that? As long as you feel good about how you are showing up in the world and who you are being, it is going to help you create a stronger shield against opinions of others. And you're never going to fully be able to get away from thinking about the opinions of others. But if you can find a healthy balance of knowing that you are showing up in a way that you love and respect, and knowing that some people simply aren't going to like it because it might not be their cup of tea, and that's okay. As long as you have that healthy balance between those two, you will be okay. I hope this episode was helpful. I tried to like add in tips and things in here for y'all. And hopefully you like this episode. If I like this episode, it's going to go up. And yeah, I hope y'all took something positive away from this one. Thank you for spending time with me this morning or this afternoon or this evening, whenever we're hanging out. And I will chat with y'all in the very next episode. Bye, my loves. Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love the show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode.